Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. Though he hasn't yet conceded, President Trump lost the presidential election this month, and that included a defeat to Joe Biden here in Arizona. The numbers show that's because Trump struggled in Maricopa County and among independents. Arizona Republic columnist Bob Robb wrote about how that affected down-ballot Republicans, and our co-host Steve Goldstein spoke with Republic editorial page editor Phil Boas about the premise of Robb's column.
Well, one of the things that Bob was writing about on Sunday, and it's something he likes to do a lot, and that is to challenge the conventional wisdom. And there is conventional wisdom that is developing in the political class that Donald Trump actually helped down ballot Republicans. And Bob begs to differ and says that, in fact, if you look at the numbers, he was actually a liability, not an asset to Republicans. And that is something for Republicans to start thinking about.
And Bob's premise, at least in part, rests on the power of independence and also the fact that Republicans still have a registration advantage in Arizona and in Maricopa County. And that registration advantage is sometimes added to by the fact that Republican turnout is usually higher. So how much of this comes down to just raw numbers?
If the independents had split their vote, Trump would have won Maricopa County by 80,000 votes. And he lost Maricopa County by 45,000 votes. So the independents were swinging in a big way, in a way they didn't 4 years ago, for the Democratic candidate for president. But what was surprising was they weren't splitting, they weren't holding true that decision down ballot. They were willing to split their vote and vote for Republicans down ballot that they happened to like. So independents were taking control, and maybe what the independents are telling us is that, you know, we're not going to do crazy anymore. We're sick of crazy, and we want to calm things down. Nobody gets to go extreme, and we're going to be a check on both parties.
So is Bob saying the down ballot independents also had an impact? Because we saw, other than Paul Penzone, and Bob has a phrase in there about sort of the hangover from the previous sheriff, Penzone's predecessor. Is there a feeling that more Republicans went, once they got past, let's say, thinking about, oh, Mark Kelly, thinking about Joe Biden, for the most part, they stayed with the party and independents then leaned Republican?
Right. So they're just not going to go down and mark the party vote after vote after vote the way Republicans and Democrats tend to do. They're not loyalists to either party, and they proved that in this election. They were splitting their ballot between R and D, and most of the R was coming down ballot. And so it was a big surprise, especially to Democrats, that this blue wave didn't reach the down ballot races. And you know, they thought they were going to turn the House in Arizona. They didn't do it. On the national level, they thought they were going to pick up huge gains in the U.S. House of Representatives, and that narrowed and significantly. So it's really interesting what happened both nationally and in Arizona. And very often, Arizona follows national trends. There's a lot of similarity between what we do and what happens nationally.
Well, Phil, based on what you said and based on what Bob wrote, then it seems like the narrative actually is that President Trump did not help at all.
Trump had a quality, and we talked about this, Trump had a quality that Republicans really craved in a presidential candidate, and that was fearlessness. He's fearless going up against the Democrats and big media and everything like that. But he has a lot of downside, and he makes as many or probably more enemies than he makes friends. And he created a lot of enemies over the last 4 years, and they were showing up to vote against him.
I guess the question is, where do we go from here, from this standpoint? As you mentioned, there were Democrats thinking maybe they can take the legislature. Didn't do it. Yes, they held on to their congressional seats, but so did Republicans in the state. So we always talk about the color thing, whether Arizona's purple or turning blue. Where would you characterize where Arizona's at right now?
I would say Arizona is still debating who it is. And this is something that Grady Gamage Jr. has written about. We're trying to decide what kind of state we are. He wrote this several years ago, but I think we're in kind of a flux right now and debating among ourselves, just who are we going to be in the future? I think for Republicans looking at this, You know, they might want to think again if they're going to go with the next iteration of Donald Trump, whether that be him or one of his kids. They might want to look for a candidate who might be a little more polished and doesn't anger so many people in the way he governs, and but still has courage, you know. So try to find the qualities that they liked in Donald Trump and do away with some of the ones that turned off so many voters, and especially independent voters.
Phil Boas of the Arizona Republic. Phil, thanks as always.
Hey, thank you.